here's something that we wanted to prepare you for in starting off the new year. Whenever you set a goal, whenever you come up with a new vision or some really big, exciting things you're gonna go after, inevitably there's gonna be some opposition, some obstacles that show up along the way. Our thought is, let's educate you and prepare you for these immediately. That way, when they show up, it's not a shock. It's something you knew was coming, you were very well prepared for, and you go through it like it was a breeze. Another year of JRC TV, bringing in 2015 together. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us to kick off the new year. Hopefully you're having an amazing start with some new goals, some new resolutions, hopefully a new ideal day vision for your life like we talked about last week. If you haven't taken time to identify your absolute ideal day, please go to jerickrobbins.com, download the Ideal Day Design Kit, and use it to create a powerful day and life vision for yourself. Now, here's something that we wanted to prepare you for in starting off the new year. Whenever you set a goal, whenever you come up with a new vision or some really big, exciting things you're gonna go after, inevitably there's gonna be some opposition, some obstacles that show up along the way. Our thought is, let's educate you and prepare you for these immediately. That way, when they show up, it's not a shock. It's something you knew was coming, you were very well prepared for, and you go through it like it was a breeze. Or you don't pay attention to this video, and when these obstacles or opponents show up, they easily take you out at the knees, knock you down, and pretty much knock you out of the game for the year. Eek. We don't want that to happen to you. So, what are we talking about today? The three opponents. So what are the three opponents? Well, here's what we found. Whenever you set a goal or a vision, naturally, some of the opposition that shows up comes from about three different levels consistently. The first opponent is the external opponent. And what we mean by an external opponent is maybe a friend, an acquaintance, someone you met that doesn't really know too much about you, but they know enough and you're close enough to them that you've shared your vision with them or you've shared your goals or plan with them. And they give you some initial resistance, let's say. So you say, hey, here's what I'm gonna do this year. I'm gonna transform my health and energy. And they go, you know, I don't know. Isn't it easier to just do what you're doing? I mean, you're not that bad off, right? You're doing okay. And they say something that kind of just plugs at your plan, kind of pulls away your motivation or kind of slows you down a little or gets you to steer away from what your plan was originally about. And that's the first opponent. The second opponent is what we refer to as an intimate opponent. Now, intimate opponent is a family member, your child, your husband, your spouse, your wife, your mom or dad, someone who really knows you well. They know you so well that they know the last 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 or 20 times you've attempted this goal. And what's fascinating is they know where all your soft spots are, your hot buttons. So what happens is you say, hey, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, whoever it is, guess what? This year, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna make it happen, and it's gonna be amazing. And they look at you and go, oh yes, sweetheart, I remember the last 5 times you tried. Remember what happened then? Well, I don't want you to get your hopes up, and I certainly don't want you to get hurt. So maybe you should just avoid this goal. Maybe you should just avoid going after that again. You know, I'd hate to see you disappointed. And they say something that sounds so nice, that sounds like they really care about you, and the truth is they do. Yet is incredibly defeating to many people because, again, it slices their legs right out from under them. So that's what we call the internal opponent, someone who really knows you and they know your hot buttons, they know your soft spots, they know what to say and how to say it that just deflates your bubble. The final opponent, and this is the hardest, once you've overcome those external opponents, once you overcome those intimate opponents, the very, very final opponent you're gonna face before you make these dreams into reality is your internal opponent. Now, who is that? It's you. It's the day you wake up and you look in the mirror and you go, you know, I wonder if it's worth it. I wonder if I made the right decision. I wonder if I should try something else. I don't know, huh? And the moment you start to question your own vision, you start to question your own goals, you start to question your own habits and what you do every day, that's the final test. Because once you can overcome that inside of yourself, then you're on the road to rapid results. You are gonna make it happen. So, we've told you about these opponents. I bet you're asking, well, how in the world do you get through it? How do you make it to the other side? How do you clear these opponents out of the way and conquer and defend and make, you know, those dreams a reality? Well, here's what it is. We've broken it down into a very specific acronym called Following Your Truth, T-R-U-T-H. And we wrote about this in my brand new book, Live It, Achieve Success by Living with Purpose. Ta-da! If you haven't bought a copy, please go to liveitbook.com and grab yourself a copy. Again, liveitbook.com. Grab a copy. It's endorsed by Brian Tracy, Deepak Chopra. Make sure to check out this section where we describe in detail your truth, this powerful formula. We'll also talk about today's download. The other thing we're going to do today is, as much as I love to share my philosophies and insights and strategies on life, hopefully they're super useful to you, I also want to challenge you to come up with your own strategy of how you are going to overcome these opponents in your life. So in today's download, what we've done is we've put a handful of questions to help you identify who are some of these opponents that have shown up in the past and how have you successfully overcome them. So maybe we can help you identify some type of formula that works for you already that you can repeat in the future, that whenever these opponents show up, you can use to go right through them to get to the results you really desire and deserve. So download today's worksheet, make it happen. Oh, one last favor. If and when you take time to fill out the worksheet and you identify your specific strategy, please take a moment to share it in the comment section here so that we can pay forward other strategies and insights and ideas to hopefully help other people. Because as much as I think the way I do it is important, I want to know more ways of how you do it. Because my way will help some people, but your way will help some people too. So I want to start getting you involved to share some of your strategies so we can pay those forward and pass them around and hopefully help even more people together. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for tuning in for another amazing episode of GRC TV, and we look forward to seeing you next week.